The first cohort of the Chilkoot Indian Association's Traditional Arts Apprenticeship Program began earlier this month and focuses on Chilkoot weaving and silver carving. Chilkoot Indian Association Tribal Administrator Harriet Brulette says the apprenticeship program is part of a wider initiative to support tribal members developing their art and traditional skills and craft of the Chilkoot Valley.
Our apprenticeship program is a way to develop master artists. What we have been seeing in our community is that we're losing our master artists, and we have actually, thanks to AIA, we do have some master artists, but they've reached retirement age, and we don't have the capacity or have not had the capacity to build master artists to step up in their place.
Three artist mentors will work with four apprentices over the next year. They will increase traditional skill level, creativity, and expand intergenerational cultural and traditional knowledge. Mentors include weaver Lily Hope, who will work with Karen Taug on dyeing and weaving techniques, versions of the Chilkoot braid, and how to weave a perfect circle. Master weaver and fluent Tlingit speaker Marsha Hotch will work with Kara Gilbert and Gwen Souser on weaving techniques, language connections, clan stories, goat wool processing and dyeing, thigh spinning, and incorporating cedar bark. Apprentices Gilbert and Souser are the great-granddaughters of renowned Chilkoot weaver Jenny Hlinot. Silver carver Greg Horner will work with apprentice Rob Martin on soldering, making rings, inlay gems and stones, and skills of silver working. Brulette says it's vital to support artists who will then pass down their craft to future generations.
We have a really strong base of new artists who are dedicated to their art and just need a little extra help. So we're matching them with master artists. And the idea is that with this program, we will be able to develop master artists of our own, and then they'll be able to help the next generation.
A federal grant from the Department of Health and Human Services will support the program. Apprentices and mentors will document their process with blog postings, provide a workshop, and at the end of the year, final products will be showcased in a community exhibit. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.